I'm thrilled you want to dive deeper into the very heart of what makes a project manager truly exceptional: understanding the PMI mindset through a real-world lens. Think of this as the story of how a great project manager operates, day in and day out. This isn't just about passing an exam, it's about transforming how you lead projects. The PMI mindset acts as your guiding compass in the complex world of projects, ensuring every decision points towards success. Value delivery, beyond the checklist. Imagine your project is to build a new community library within the larger community center complex. On paper, you deliver it on time and within budget. Green check marks all around. Success, right? But if the community members find the layout confusing, the book selection unappealing, and continue to use the old, inconvenient municipal library, did you really deliver value? The PMI mindset pushes you to constantly ask, is this truly benefiting the community? Are we solving the right problem for the right people, giving them a library they will actually use and love? Every decision you make, every feature you prioritize, every action you take on a project should be evaluated through the lens of how it genuinely contributes to the ultimate business value. It's about achieving meaningful outcomes, not just checking off task outputs. You're not just assembling parts, you're building something that truly works and is adopted. Example: if your project is to build a new playground area for the community center, delivering value isn't just about finishing the playground on time and within budget. It's about delivering a playground that is safe, engaging, and brings joy to the children and families using it, even if a few swings aren't perfectly aligned. If it looks perfect but no kids want to play on it because it's boring, you've missed the value. Tailoring: one size does not fit all. You've just finished a project managing the electrical wiring for a standard, predictable section of the community center, using a strict, phased approach with every step planned in meticulous detail from start to finish. Now, your next assignment is overseeing the design and installation of an interactive, state-of-the-art digital exhibit space in the community center, where the technology is rapidly evolving, and visitor preferences change daily. Trying to force the exact same rigid, step-by-step method would be a disaster. This principle emphasizes adaptability. PMI recognizes that no single project management approach, like waterfall, agile, or hybrid, fits every project perfectly. You're expected to be a critical thinker, capable of tailoring processes, practices, and tools to fit the unique needs, specific context, and characteristics of your project. It's about choosing the best fit, not just following a template. Example: imagine you have two different phases of the community center project. For the pouring of the standard concrete foundation, you'd follow a highly structured, fixed plan, waterfall. But for developing the community outreach program to gather feedback for future phases, you'd constantly engage, gather input, adjust, and iterate based on what the community says. Agile: you tailor your approach to the nature of the work. Continuous improvement: always getting better. After completing the first phase of the community center's construction, your team holds a lessons learned meeting. But it's not just a gripe session about the delays with material delivery. Instead, you deeply analyze why those delays occurred, e.g., poor communication with suppliers, inaccurate forecasting, pinpoint the root causes, and, most importantly, agree on concrete, actionable steps to prevent similar issues next time, e.g., implementing weekly supplier check-ins, using predictive analytics for material needs. Then, you actually implement those actions in the next phase of the community center build. This mindset applies not only to formal continuous process improvement cycles, like agile retrospectives, but also to your own personal professional development. Projects and their underlying processes should always be viewed with an eye towards improvement. Always ask, how can we do this more efficiently or effectively next time? What did we learn that makes us better? Example: after the community center's initial opening event, you receive feedback that signage for different activity rooms was confusing. For the next big event, you decide to conduct a usability test of new digital directional screens and gather visitor feedback before the event starts. You've continuously improved your wayfinding process for the community center. Proactive management: anticipating, not reacting. You're managing a bustling construction project for the community center. Instead of waiting for the concrete supplier to call you and say they're delayed, you call them a week ahead. During the conversation, you not only confirm their schedule but also learn about a potential weather issue that might affect deliveries. Armed with this knowledge, you adjust your concrete pour schedule before it becomes a crisis that grinds work to a halt. PMI generally favors proactive rather than reactive management. This means you're always thinking ahead, using your experience and foresight to anticipate potential issues, plan for risks, both opportunities and threats, and implement preventive actions before problems arise. It's about leading the project's journey, not just scrambling to fix emergencies along the way. Example: for the grand opening ceremony of the community center, proactive management is checking the weather forecast a month beforehand, securing an outdoor tent and a backup indoor space in case of rain, rather than waiting for the first drops to fall on the day and then panicking about where guests will shelter. Ethical conduct, the unbreakable foundation. You're managing the vendor selection for a critical component of the community center, specifically the HVAC system. You discover a potential conflict of interest, a vendor your team strongly recommends is owned by a distant relative. Even if it seems minor or you believe nobody else would ever know, you immediately disclose the potential conflict to your sponsor and recuse yourself from the selection process to ensure absolute fairness and transparency. Adherence to the PMI Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct, which covers responsibility, respect, fairness, and honesty, is absolutely paramount. This is the bedrock of your professional integrity and the foundation of trust in project management. Many situational questions on the PMP exam will test your ability to apply these ethical principles in challenging scenarios, making your inner compass crucial. Example: during the procurement of building materials for the community center, a supplier offers you a significant personal gift in exchange for choosing their product. Ethical conduct means politely declining the gift, reporting the offer to your management, and making the material selection based purely on quality, cost, and project requirements, without any personal bias. It ensures fairness and avoids any perception of impropriety.